present A Woman Possessed, episode 368,927. Are Ted's balls more opulent than Diane's?
Diane opened one eye. She tried unsuccessfully to use it to look for the other one. What on earth was wrong with the left one?
I think I might have a hangover, she thought unusually quietly to herself.
She generally had to shout to gain her own attention.
I seem to remember Ted ordering a jerobowam of baby oil and some strong twine shortly before I blacked out. Oh, my God!
It hadn't exactly come flooding back. It was more of a trickle, the sort of trickle you might attribute to the man who strained the tea in the Peninsula lobby.
Oh, my God!
She was in Russia, St. Petersburg, the ball, her husband turning in early, that strange man Mikhail with a strawberry splodge on his head, the vodka on his breath, his hand on her chain-link dress, his leer as he said,
"Time to raise the iron curtain."
She shivered and tried to pull the bedclothes over her head, but they were strangely hairy. She forced her eyes open and screamed as she saw the enormous sable coat. At that moment, Ted appeared from the bathroom. He was completely naked, except for a pair of silk pyjamas and a psychedelic waistcoat.
"What happened last night, Ted?"
Diane spluttered. She may as well know the worst.
Nothing, Lovie. I saved you from the attentions of a rusky brute."
"But the twine, the baby oil,"
she said softly, pulling the sable about her.
"Had to tie the bugger up, and the Astoria had run out of vodka. We had to drink something."
Oh, the relief. He had saved her from being ravaged by a huge Russian drunk, a disgusting deviant who would have done God knows what to her.
"You bastard!"
she shrieked at the bewildered Ted.
You've been listening to A Woman Possessed. Tune in again next week for episode 368,928, when Diane vows to beat Ted's ball.
Some of our listeners have asked us whether Doubletake is censored in any way. Well, the truth of the matter is...